بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بامرأة تبكي عند قبر، فقال: اتق الله واصبري. فقالت: إليك عني، فإنك لم تصب بمصيبتي ولم تعرفه. فقيل لها: إنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأتت باب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم تجد عنده بوابين، فقالت: لم أعرفك. فقال: إنما الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم: تبكي على صبي لها. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يقول الله تعالى: ما لعبد المؤمن عندي جزاء إذا قبضت صفيه من أهل الدنيا ثم احتسبه إلى الجنة. رواه البخاري. أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a woman who was crying, wailing and sobbing at a graveside. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised her, exhorted her that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adopt patience, make sabr. She retorted that, leave me alone. You have not been afflicted with the calamity that I have been afflicted with. She had not recognized who it was that was advising her. Sometime after, her people informed her, did you realize who you reacted like that with? That was the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she came to the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she remarks that I did not find any guards at the house. She entered and she addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in apology, and she said, I did not recognize that it was you. I did not realize that it was you that was advising me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that patience, sabr, is actually exercised at the onset of one's calamity or difficulty. We find that in this incident, Allama Qurtubi rahimullah mentions that this woman was wailing and sobbing loudly whilst crying over the death of anyone. There is no prohibition with regards to that. But what the Shariat prohibits is when we scream loudly, lament, complain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision, etc. So this woman was engaged in activities along those lines. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised her that fear Allah ta'ala and have patience. She didn't realize who it was. She uses expression, ilayka anni. Now, whilst we translated it, leave me alone, actually it's a much more harsh retort than that. Like in Urdu they say, dafa ho jao, get away from here. You haven't been afflicted with the calamity that I have been afflicted with. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised her, when she realized who it was that she had spoken like that to, she came to apologize, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that patience is at the onset of the difficulty. Now, one point ulama mentioned here is that this is actually a mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has made the human mind such that as time passes, we have the expression in English to say, time heals all wounds. As time passes, so too does the anxiety and the depression that is attached to some calamity, it subsides with the passage of time. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala had made the memory such that you never ever forget a difficulty or some calamity, your entire life will be depressed. With the passage of time, we find that the memory fades away. So the real test is at the time of the onset of that difficulty. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising her, at that time it was more important for you to exercise patience. Another very important point we see in this incident is that Amr bin Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining good, forbidding evil, engaging in the work of da'wah, this is compulsory upon every one of us. But the one who is engaged in that has to have certain qualities. Allah Ta'ala says, Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, that invite towards the way of Allah with wisdom. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could very easily have got offended, and he could have retorted with her that, what's wrong with you? Don't you realize I'm the Nabi of Allah? How can you speak like that? But what did he do? He exercised humility. He exercised patience. And he realized that at this time to exhort her further or to give her any other advice, she's not of the mental state that she can accept it. So this is what ulama refer to as Moka Shanasi, the one who wants to advise people, makes people's islah. You have to see the appropriate occasion. Not that any time, sometimes you walk in the house, maybe your wife or somebody at home is not doing something right, but they are in a, the mood is not right, they are angry. At that time now you want to, mashallah, exert your authority, insist that what you are doing is haram, you're going to go to Jahannam, etc. That person, because they are angry or they are upset, they will retort. Sometimes they will say kalimat and words of kufr. So it is important that you have to give advice at the right time. See the occasion, see if it is appropriate. And we see here that those engaged in da'wat and tabligh, those that are giving advice, it's not always that people are going to be give you a welcome or cordial welcome. Here, this person insults Rasulullah SAW. Get away from here. You don't realize what happened to me. Look at the patience of Nabi SAW. He quietly goes away. He doesn't say anything. So like this, we have to imbibe such qualities within ourselves also. Don't become angry. Don't become upset. Tolerate if people make ignorant, if there's an ignorant reaction to whatever advice that you are giving. The next hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, a short hadith, this is why we are translating it now. This is hadith Qudsi, as we mentioned previously, hadith Qudsi where Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates the direct words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when I take the life of anyone's beloved, when I take the life of anyone's beloved, and that believer, that Muslim, makes sabr, has patience, and hopes for reward from me, then the only reward that I have for that is that I will give that person Jannat. That person's Jannat is guaranteed. Now we find in this hadith the expression Safiyyahu. Allah Ta'ala says, I take the life of someone's beloved. What is meant? Maybe one's parents, one's wife, one's child, someone that is near and beloved to one. And we find that this happens. A near relative passes away in front of us. So this is an opportunity Allah is giving us according to this hadith. That Allah Ta'ala says that make sabr. Hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept the decision of Allah. If these qualities are found in us, then Allah says, إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ your return will be Jannat in the hereafter. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that in this hadith, the expression مَا لِعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ Allah Ta'ala says, my guarantee is of Jannat for a mu'min slave of mine, person of Iman. So we find that for the acceptance of any amal, Iman is a contingent, it is a requirement. And there is a latif, there is a fine indication found in this hadith. Why is the word mu'min found? That this type of sabr, this type of patience, in the face of a calamity where you accept that this is Allah's decision, you are content with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not complain, you accept it in your heart, this actually indicates a very high level of Iman. And in fact, this is the pinnacle of Iman. This is something that every one of us has to strive for. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.